Kenyan immigrant, named North Texas's deadliest serial killer, killed in prison. By John Binder on September 19, 2023. Billy Kemmermeer, a 50-year-old Kenyan accused of murdering 24 elderly American women and convicted for two of the murders, has reportedly been killed by his cellmate at a prison southeast of Dallas, Texas. The Dallas County District Attorney's Office confirmed to VA that Kemmermeer was found dead in his prison cell on Tuesday morning at the Caulfield Unit in Tennessee Colony, which is southeast of Dallas. His cellmate was identified as the assailant, according to officials. As Breitbart News has chronicled for years, Kemmermeer was convicted last year for murdering 81-year-old Lou T. Harris. Later that year, he was convicted of murdering 87-year-old Mary Brooks and had been indicted in multiple other murders. Kemmermeer stole from his elderly victims, posing as a caregiver, before selling their belongings on eBay from April 2016 to April 2018. To murder his victims, Kemmermeer would smother them with a pillow, leading investigators to first assume that many of the victims had died of natural causes. Kemmermeer's 24 alleged victims are 83-year-old Leah Corkin, 82-year-old Juanita Purdy, 88-year-old Mary Brooks, 84-year-old Minnie Campbell, 82-year-old Ann Conklin, 75-year-old Rosemary Curtis, 85-year-old Norma French, 92-year-old Doris Gleason, 81-year-old Lou T. Harris, 81-year-old Carolyn McPhee, 81-year-old Miriam Nelson, 91-year-old Phyllis Payne, 94-year-old Phoebe Perry, 80-year-old Martha Williams, 82-year-old Joyce Abramowitz, 87-year-old Glenna Day, 89-year-old Solomon Spring, 90-year-old Doris Wasserman, 86-year-old Margaret White, 79-year-old Diana Delahanty, 93-year-old Mamie Delmia, 86-year-old Catherine Propes Sinclair, 90-year-old Marilyn Bixler, and 81-year-old Jane Doe. Mary Bartell, who has since passed away, was vital in helping prosecutors convict Kemmermeer because she survived one of his attacks. In testimony, Bartell, a devout Catholic whose husband died in 2015, said Kemmermeer broke his way into her apartment on March 19, 2018, a day before he allegedly murdered Harris by smothering her with a pillow and robbing her of her jewelry and belongings. Bartell said Kemmermeer entered her apartment wearing green gloves and told her to get on her bed before smothering her with a pillow in an attempt to kill her. He said, "Don't fight me. Lay on the bed." I did as he said because I knew I couldn't overpower him, physically. He just smashed the pillow down hard over my face and my chest, and I just couldn't breathe, Bartell said. I tried to move my left hand under the pillow to get to my medical alert button. It was totally impossible for me to even because the pillow was slammed over me so hard over my head and chest. Bartell was found in her apartment and eventually regained consciousness as paramedics rushed her to a nearby hospital. At the time of his arrest, Kemmermeer was found with many of his victims' belongings. Soon after Kemmermeer's arrest in May 2019, Breitbart News exclusively reported that Kemmermeer, born in Kenya, first arrived in the United States on a B-2 tourist visa in July 2003. Though Kemmermeer was supposed to be in the United States only temporarily, he overstayed his visa, this becoming an illegal alien. In November 2007, though, Kemmermeer was able to obtain a green card after marrying an American citizen. Kemmermeer had a criminal record, Breitbart News exclusively learned, including convictions for drunk driving, trespassing, assault, and obstructing a police officer. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.